There's a renewed interest in requiring public school districts to share a portion of their locally generated school maintenance funds with charter schools. It's an argument that's been around for years, and some lawmakers are worried about what that means for the state's traditional schools. I'm Lynn Hatter. Charter schools are public schools operated independently of districts and with more flexibility on things like curriculum, building standards, and hiring. Florida's first charters appeared in the 1990s, and at the time they were created, longtime Florida School Board Association lobbyist Joy Frank says the industry made the state a promise.
That charter schools could do it differently, cheaper, and they would never ask for capital outlay. And those of us who were around and know how things go knew that at some point we'd be here today.
Republican Senator Tom Lee is one of the few lawmakers still around from that time.
Ms. Frank's correct. When we were pitched this idea in charter schools, these were things were going to open up in shopping centers and what have you, and there was never going to be any need for charter school capital outlay funds and that sort of thing. Well, that's changed. We are where we are.
Today, there are more than 700 charter schools in the state, and as charter school enrollment has gone up, so have funding requests. A 2011 survey found charters get less public dollars than traditional schools, and that's largely due to a gap in how construction and maintenance dollars are allocated. The state has tried to even out the disparity in recent years by awarding more state capital outlay, known as PICO funds, to the charters. But the supply of those dollars is drying up.
PICO's a dying source of revenue. It's a rounding error in all of this.
Now the Senate is proposing a solution. Bill sponsor David Simmons says he'd like to see the current tax cap of 1.5 mil raised to 2 mil. In exchange for the higher amount, districts would have to share a portion of the proceeds with charter schools. Polk County Schools' Wendy Dodge outlines her district's constraints. She says there's not enough revenue from the mills to share.
In contrast to Broward County Schools, who said they generate $250 million with their LCI, we generate about $45 million. The requirement to share with our charter schools would take about 19% of that money, or $5.2 million annually.
In its current form, the bill says districts that can't come up with the required dollars must get them from elsewhere in their budgets. Senator Tom Lee says instead of targeting local funds, the state should look at its overall education funding system.
I would like to see a more comprehensive view of how we address the situation that I know is a real problem down on the ground with capital outlay, because I'm concerned that some of the unintended consequences of where this is maybe headed through disparate standards some of the higher cost students ending up in the public system is that without meaning to, we're destroying the public system.
The plan is slated to undergo further changes as it moves through the legislature. Republican Senator David Simmons says he's willing to look at other ways to fund construction and maintenance projects for both public and charter schools.
We have a crisis on our hands, and we also have a need to assure that there's equity and appropriate funding within our entire capital outlay system, whether it is to traditional public schools or to charter schools.
Simmons hopes to craft a measure that will find acceptance among state House members. The chamber's leaders have stated they're opposed to any perceived tax increase. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.